Welcome to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Have you been feeling as if you're simply drifting through life with no real purpose? If you felt that tug on your heart, knowing you have more to offer, but feeling weighed down by your past, know that you are not alone. I'm Cherie Haynes, and I understand the struggle because I too was going through the motions for way longer than I'd care to admit. However, after surrendering alcohol to God, a whole new world opened up for me, and I began waking up with a renewed sense of purpose and joy like never before. I know it's scary to think about, but what if letting go of alcohol could be the key to growing closer to God, getting into the best shape of your life, and finally becoming the person He created you to be? Join me weekly for uplifting Bible verses, words of encouragement, and tools to revitalize your body and mind. You, my friend, are here for a reason, and I can't wait for you to begin letting your amazing light shine. So let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Welcome back to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Before we start today, I want to share with you that our topic may make you feel a bit uncomfortable, but it has the power to transform you in a way that will give you so much freedom. It's truly indescribable. Now, our verses this week come from Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And this is what we are going to be talking about in today's episode. My pastor, Pastor Craig from Life Church, recently did a message he titled Habits of a Healthy Heart, the habit that will heal your heart. And I'll make sure to link his original message in the show notes, but I'm going to be pulling several points from his message because this is the very verse that spoke to me more than any other that really made me realize that I wasn't honoring God by continuing to turn to alcohol day after day. It had become an idol in my life, and I realized I was using it to numb myself because I didn't want to face that I wasn't happy with my life and the direction it was going. So I ask you, my beautiful friend, to read this verse aloud with me. I have it for you in the show notes. Let's actually pray this prayer to our Heavenly Father together. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Now, is there anything that is coming up for you when you pray this? Maybe you too feel convicted about the role alcohol has played in your life. Even if you don't feel you have a problem, is it causing problems in your life? Does it cause you to wake up every morning feeling foggy and unmotivated? Does it cause you to have a shorter fuse with your husband or your kids? When you're drinking, is it preventing you from reaching your health and fitness goals because you not only drink more than you'd like, but that also causes you to give in to other temptations, such as eating more sweets, or indulging in greasy foods to help with a hangover? Does it cause you not to care about the house being a mess or that you're not really making the progress in life that you had hoped for at this point? Or maybe alcohol isn't a problem for you and there's something else that you feel God revealing to you in this moment. I just really encourage you to take some time after listening to this episode to go to God in prayer and ask Him to search your heart and reveal anything that is offensive to Him. Pastor Craig went on to share another verse in Psalms. Psalms 36 verse 2. In their own eyes, they flatter themselves too much to detect or hate their sin. I know I was guilty of this in the past. I thought, it can't be that bad. I'm still fully functioning. I'm getting up early, working out, eating good for the most part. It's not affecting my work or my job. I have this under control. But I was deceiving myself. Pastor Craig shared with us that there are 5 indicators of self-deception. So just listen to these and see if there's one that really hits home for you. Number 1, addiction to distraction. With this one, we keep ourselves distracted so we don't have to face the truth about ourselves. We numb ourselves with alcohol or food or scrolling mindlessly on social media so we don't have to face reality. Sometimes we even do all 3, right? I know there were times I did. Number 2 is manic cheeriness. With this one, we pretend we are happy all the time and are overly cheery to hide the fact that we are miserable inside. No one would know from the outside, but inside, we know that we are living a lie. Number 3, judgmentalism. With this one, we know we have something we need to work on, but instead we point the blame at others and focus on their faults because we don't want to admit that we are the ones we should be pointing the finger at. Number 4, defensiveness. With this one, we are often offended if someone makes an indication that we are doing something sinful or wrong. We get defensive and deflect and say that we are the victim here. I did this for a long time as well. There was a very traumatic event that happened when I was young that changed my entire life. And I justified my drinking for years because I felt like I deserved it. I told myself that I had a hard life that wasn't fair. Now, I won't go into all of the details in this episode, but I lost my mom in a horrible way, and I had this constant chip on my shoulder because I didn't think it was fair. I had to grow up without a mother. But that was wrong of me to use that as an excuse to not live fully or embrace the gifts and talents God blessed me with. And so I want you to know that I understand if you too used alcohol in a similar way to deal with a traumatic event from your past. My heart truly goes out to you because I know that must have caused you so much heartbreak, shame, and pain. But maybe it's time to explore the alternative. I always like to remind myself of Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. And number 5 is cynicism. So with this, we surrender to cynicism and believe everyone is bad and wrong. And again, we deceive ourselves because we don't want to face the truth. So Pastor Craig then asks some questions for us to consider. What problem are you denying? What sin are you rationalizing? What issue are you hiding? Again, if it isn't alcohol, what is it for you? What came up for you when I asked those questions? And then he made us aware of 3 warning signs. The first, watch for what others have tried to tell you. So if more than 2 people tell you that you have a problem in a certain area, maybe it's worth listening to. Number 2, watch for what you rationalize. So what do you tend to justify or blow off like it isn't a big deal? Again, I'll be honest with you. For years, I justified that it was okay for me to drink because it wasn't preventing me from living my life and gave me something to look forward to at the end of a long day and let loose a bit on the weekends. Everybody does it, right? Is what I told myself. But until we face that gnawing feeling in our gut, we will never experience the freedom we so desire. Number 3, watch for where you're most defensive. So where do you get angry? The more convinced you are that you don't have a problem, the more likely it is that you actually do. And this is human nature. We want to feel like we have everything together, right? And our life is under control. But when someone says something that stirs us up, we should use that as a trigger to look inward and ask ourselves, is what they're saying true? Pastor Craig then said, "You cannot change what you won't confront." Now, God has given us free will. We can decide to continue living the way we've been living, but at what point are we ever going to change? Next year? In 5 years? In 10 years? I think we need to honestly ask ourselves, how much of my life am I going to continue to waste because I am afraid of the unknown? Now, trust me, I know how scary it is to admit this because I had to finally come to terms with this for myself. You know, I had read our verse of the week numerous times and always felt God telling me, it's alcohol. That is what is keeping you from fulfilling your purpose. But over and over again, I pushed his voice away and said, no, please, Lord, don't let that be the thing. Because it had been my crutch for as long as I could remember, and I couldn't imagine my life without it. I thought I needed that glass of wine to wind down at night. I thought I needed my liquid courage when I was at work events or at dinner with my friends so I could fit in and loosen up. At least that is what I kept telling myself over and over again. But then one day, I finally let myself be receptive to God's voice. I heard him telling me, you will be blown away at what I can do in your life if you'll just surrender alcohol to me. And for the first time, I actually realized how much I might be missing out on because I wouldn't let go of alcohol. All of the amazing plans God had for me that I might never be able to experience because I was too stubborn and wouldn't let go of a silly beverage. And then all of a sudden, it sounded just ridiculous. I started thinking to myself, am I really willing to continue this vicious cycle of making no progress in life, feeling full of shame, embarrassment, and disappointment because I can't give up alcohol? Then maybe I do have a problem. And so I just pray with all of my heart that you'll consider really digging deep within your soul. Remember our verse of the week. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Now, it is the beginning of a brand new year, and this is our chance to change the trajectory of our lives. Do you see that? Do you know that God created you for a purpose? He's blessed you with your own unique gifts and talents unlike anyone else. You are beautiful. You are incredibly special. You are one of a kind and are full of potential. I just don't want you to waste another day giving your power away to alcohol or whatever it is that is keeping you from becoming the best version of yourself and the person God created you to be. And I can honestly say that from the moment I surrendered alcohol to God on October 24th, 2023, when I had my last drink, I felt God's presence and blessing on my life like I never had before. For so long, I wondered why everything I did seemed to lead me to a dead end. But finally, the doors had opened and everything was just working out seamlessly. As I mentioned, I felt God prompting me to write a 30-day devotional called Broken to Beautiful in 30 Days. And I truly feel he not only gave me the exact verses you need to hear on this journey, but the words to say to comfort you because I knew exactly what you were going through. I had never written a book before. I thought it would take months and months, but I was able to carve out time every morning and most weekends for about a month and a half, and then figured out what the next steps would be. I reached out to someone to design the cover, had someone else edit the book, YouTubed how to upload the book to Kindle KDP, and then found out I needed an LLC. You see, we don't always know every step on the path, but we figure it out as we go, and now I know. And I hope this is just the beginning of my writing journey. So what could you do with this beautiful life God has blessed you with, without alcohol holding you back? I know that something is coming up for you. So please don't ignore that voice. That is God encouraging you, my friend, to take the next step. I want you to experience the joy that I now have, the excitement I feel every morning as I wake up in anticipation of what God is going to reveal to me. And I feel free, free of the shame that held me back for so many years, free of all the mistakes I made from drinking, free of the person I had become that I knew wasn't the best version of myself. And I can now look myself in the eye, knowing that I am living in alignment with the life God wants for me. I hope you can hear the passion in my voice, because I want this life for you more than I can even describe. So I just encourage you, my friend, to meditate on our verse throughout this week. Pour your heart out to God. Confess anything you need to confess to Him, and you will feel the weight of the world lifted off your shoulders instantly. God already knows everything on your heart. He simply wants to hear from you directly. So with all that being said, let's go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer today asking you to search our hearts and point out anything in us that offends you. Please help us to let our guard down and really be open and receptive to your voice. Please comfort us and help us take the steps necessary to clear our conscience and surrender whatever it is that you reveal to us. And then we pray that you allow those chains that have weighed us down for so many years to be lifted once and for all, so that we can experience true freedom and go on to live a life of purpose, always serving you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Now I hope and pray you have an amazing and transformational week in this newfound freedom. God bless. Hey friend, before you go, if today's episode resonated with you and you'd like to take a 30-day break from alcohol, I would love the opportunity to walk alongside you on that journey. Check out my new book, Broken to Beautiful. I'll have a link for you in the show notes.